The content of this program is meant for educational purposes only, because knowledge is power. However, the controversial subject matter discussed may not necessarily reflect the views of this station, its management, staff, or its advertisers. The Power Hour has been in existence since the turn of the 21st century. The need for independent media is more critical than ever as people search for the truth. For the past 20 years, the Power Hour has focused on subjects which inform and educate about the real challenges we face as a nation. Join us as we discuss the Constitution, current events, and natural health solutions with the best experts on radio. Learn from some of the most insightful commentators you'll find in talk radio. Now, here's your host of the Power Hour, Dave Krieger.
And a pleasant good morning. 1 minute after the hour of 7 a.m. Central Time, it is Tuesday, March 7, 2023. Dave Krieger with you. Thank you so much for joining us here on the Power Hour. Real reach out there to Rinse Radio. Got to do that alliteration of ours this morning. Get my tongue going here. So I went to Missouri Auction School. You didn't know I was an auctioneer, did you? It's something else you don't know. But we always had to do exercises. You know, the rubber baby buggy bumper, all that good stuff. Anyway, so that keeps your mouth going, keeps your lungs going. We had different exercises for different things. All auctioneers do. Anyway, we got the 10% off sale going on Silver Botanicals, which is why at the back end of our show, we're going to have a pre-recorded interview with them. Sometimes because of the fact that we've switched from 7 to 9 a.m. from our 11 to 1 slot, some of our guests have to pre-record their shows. And so we're going to get some more information about Silver Botanicals out to you at 8:30 this morning Central Time, 8:32 actually. We also have Perrier appearing live tomorrow on Head to Toe Clay. Yep, that's also 10% off at the Power Mall. Those of you who have been taking advantage of not drinking pine needle tea, I know it takes a long time to do that. We actually have pine needle tea bags here. And you really got to brew it a long time. And then it just kind of tastes bland. Well, Raw Pine Power Plus is now out, and we're offering it at an introductory price of 10% off. And what this is wild-harvested North American and Canadian white and red pine needles, which are both high in shikimic acid. And, of course, high in vitamins, minerals, antioxidants. Got a lot of terpenes in it. And for those of you who know about terpenes, you know how powerful they are. And you only have to take a tablespoon of it once in the morning. You put it in your shake if you don't like to take it plain. But it works. And so, you know, we know it does. It's an antioxidant. And it's been flying off the shelves here at the Power Mall since we got it in. So everybody's buying it. We're trying to keep you healthy, folks. Name of the game. Sugar to Fiber, also 10% off as well. Plus, you get 2 free ebooks if you're signed up with us on the email blast. Then we have your email. We can give you the 2 free books when you order Sugar to Fiber. The OptiVita Sugar to Fiber, by the way, is also available on auto ship, and you can cancel at any time. You can control the frequency in which it's delivered to you. You can save 10% on each order when you sign up for AutoShip, too. So there's even more of a sale other than the introductory price of 10% off. You got to love that. We appreciate also, we've got a lot of people making donations to the Power Hour. We appreciate that. I'm looking at my phone here because I just got a text yesterday. Peter from Canada just gave us a donation, as well as Kevin Mills from Ohio. We appreciate that. Give you the big shout out. We told you we would. So, you know, we get alerted right away here at Broadcast Central on the Power Hour when somebody makes a donation. We appreciate that. Keeps us on the air. If you go to thepowerhour.com and click the support us tab, you can do the same thing. Buy us a cup of coffee. You have all that. Most of you know, if you've been participating in this show for a long time, you know how we function. And so one of those ways is also because we have a partners tab if you go to thepowerhour.com and click on the partners tab, you're going to see a full list of partners, all right? And by shopping with the partners, we get a chop of what you order. So if you decide that you want to buy a solar system for your whole house from Lion Energy, you go through thepowerhour.com, thepowerhour.com, and you buy it through there. Click on the link and buy it through there, and we get a chop. Helps us keep us on the air. Same with Heaven's Harvest. If you want to order foods directly from them, don't just call Heaven's Harvest. Go to thepowerhour.com and do it. Same with OptiVita Hemp Products, the Grow Network, James McCanney Water Filters, My Pillow, Relax Far Infrared Saunas, and Butterfly Essential Oils. And, of course, you know, EMP Shield is available, too, for $50 off if you visit their website and put TPH for the Power Hour, TPH in the promo code. They're going to give you $50 off on your EMP Shield. You want to protect your house because you don't know what they have up their sleeves the more that Biden gets involved in Ukraine and our government and all the whoremongers, excuse me, warmongers. That was meant for Lindsay. Everybody that wants us over there is just inviting another World War III. And so we have to be prepared. We're the smart ones here on this end. Yeah, all the rhinos. Yeah, the rhinos are siding with the Democrats to get us into another war, full-blown. Not a proxy war, a real war. And they think that this is all going to be just an on-the-ground kind of war, that we're going to be burning up all of our resources, our military resources. No, it's going to get worse than that. And, of course, those of you who are growing food, we have a forum. You click on, go to thepowerhour.com, click on menu, click on community, click on forum, and then you can access the website once you get permission to participate in the forum and tell people how you're growing veggies, what you're doing, all the tips and tricks, they're there. If you're interested in hearing the Power Hour radio broadcast on your local station, you're not getting it now, reach out to them and let them know. Ask for the program director and find out if it's possible for them to carry the show. And if you're a small business that would like to advertise on the Power Hour, we want to help you grow your business. Support at thepowerhour.com is the website, or the email, rather. And anybody can use that if you want to connect with the show. Support at thepowerhour.com. You've heard the name Kent Heckenlively. He authored the book Plague and Plague of Corruption and Ending Plague with Dr. Judy Mikovits, Dr. Francis Rossetti. That would be Frank. And this is a really powerful author. He's going to be joining us on the show here today. We're talking about all the exposés involving COVID. Yeah, I guess it's kind of the I told you so speech to everybody that was doubting Thomas. He has a website, Age of Fautism, Fautism.com, Kent Heckenlively Books.com. Anyway, he'll be joining us in the next hour. In the meantime, news and open lines are ongoing now. 844-769-2944 is the number to call. Radio Free Asia has picked up some fairly belligerent vibes from Chinese officials about the military spending boost. $225 billion, as a matter of fact, the largest increase since pre-pandemic levels. That means that the beefing up of the military in China is escalating. Are you surprised? They want Taiwan. That's simple. And of course, if you are going to Matamoros, hey, sounds like fun. Let's go on vacation in Mexico. You might be joining the ranks of four Americans who are now missing after being held at gunpoint and kidnapped, according to the FBI, by unknown assailants, which could be the cartels holding them for ransom. Matamoros is located just across the U.S.-Mexico border from Brownsville, Texas. A lot of people go there to visit doctors to get scripts because they're cheaper. Well, they were placed in a vehicle taken from the scene by armed men, according to the FBI San Antonio office. The vehicle came under fire soon after it entered Mexico, according to the Bureau. They entered Matamoros from North Carolina. They had North Carolina plates on in a white minivan. Now they're missing. Little word of warning. State Department says, yeah, you might not want to go there. See, this is very dangerous territory. And for those of you that you might want to rethink your visit to Mexico to go buy drugs. The Parliament of Georgia, and we're talking about in Russia, has endured hours of chaos, including a fistfight involving a half dozen lawmakers, as members debated potentially on passing a law that would require certain international groups to register as foreign agents. Yeah, they're just covering all the bases here. And we've included a video of that if you get our email blast. And of course, a lot of them, protesters, by the way, surrounded the headquarters with protest signs featuring Putin and shouting anti-Russian slogans. So there are even people in Russia that don't agree with everything that Russia does. Of course, you're going to have that. We have it here. Australia's drug regulator, meanwhile, was slow to update the country's database of adverse event notifications, despite several deaths being attributed to the vaccine, including two kids ages 7 and 9. This is something that's really got a lot of people concerned, because they're omitting children's COVID-19 vaccine deaths in the statistics. Well, if you eliminate information, then people can't make informed decisions now, can they? 15-Minute City is a cover for data collection bonanza for technocrats, according to an article in the technocracy news.com. Cities are designed for maximum efficiency. We've talked about that. They always reveal technocrat thinking that efficiency itself is the goal. Maximum surveillance allows for maximum control to achieve even more efficiency. Yes, that's right. You'll love Big Brother just being in one of these 15-minute cities. But wait, there's more. You'll get everything as far as control goes, but no set of Ginsu steak knives. You see, this is crazy. They want you to stay in your bubble. Stay in your lane, Harry Potter. Stay in your lane. Yeah. Hey, what are you doing here skulking about Nocturne Alley? Yeah. Yeah, you can't do that. You have to stay in your 15-minute city. Swiss inflation, by the way, the rate of price growth in the country is higher than the central bank is prepared to tolerate, according to the regulator. Inflation unexpectedly accelerated last month, largely due to soaring airfares, rent, and energy costs. Well, see, we're not the only ones being affected. India, by the way, is poised to ditch the dollar in trading with neighbor, according to the headlines. They want to start using the Indian rupee. Got to say rupee. Repeat after me. Rupee. Yes, do I sound like clerk at 7-Eleven? Maybe stereotypical, but I'm there. My name is Patel. Rupee settlements are expected to derive benefits like shorter timelines, lower exchange costs, and easier availability of trade credits for participating financial institutions. That's right. It was arranged by the High Commission of India, which was held in Sri Lankan capital of Colombo last week. This is what they're doing. You know, Sri Lanka is a little upset. As you see, they ousted their leaders by raiding and invading the palace. We also have an article on the Second Amendment call to action by Alan West, which if you haven't gotten the email blast, you need to sign up for it. And of course, now DHS has the little-known domestic surveillance program, as well as concerns over political abuse and retaliation. The Department of Homeland Security is operating a virtually unknown intelligence gathering program within the U.S., according to Politico. Also among the revelations were concerned by many DH staff that their work was inappropriate or illegal about the influence of politics on operations. This is the Overt Human Intelligence Collection Program. It's been in existence since 2016, did you know? It's run by the DHS Office of Intelligence and Analysis. It's intended to gather information about threats such as organized crimes and transnational drug trafficking. Yeah, like hell it is. Wow. While questioning this is purportedly voluntary, DHS's policy ignores the coercive environment these individuals are held in, those who are jailed as a result of people that they want to interview. It fails to ensure individuals have a lawyer present and does nothing to prevent the government from using a person's word against them in court, according to Patrick Toomey of the ACLU. Yeah, everybody's cussing that program. Three Republican-led states yesterday pulled out of a bipartisan effort among states to ensure accurate voter lists, undermining a system with a demonstrated record of combating voter fraud. Missouri is one of them. They're leaving ERIC, which is the Electronic Registration Information Center. The moves were encouraged by former President Trump. They're the latest indication of how conspiracy theories related to the 2020 outcome in the elections continue to ripple throughout the Republican Party and upend long-established traditions in how the country administers elections. And speaking of election fraud, I will bet you that at least 80 million people last night were watching Fox News' Tucker Carlson Tonight. And you were watching all the Capitol footage that they got out of all those hours of scoured footage from the producers of Fox News, and they're lying. Everything that they were showing, and they made a big fun out of Josh Hawley from Missouri running out of the building. But you see, he was the last one running out of the building, and what the J6 committee did was they edited out all the other people running out of the building because Hawley was the last one, and because they could freeze the clip of Hawley running out of the building, they only aired that part, which made him look like a wimp. Oh, there's Josh Hawley running. Look at, he's running out of the building, folks, and the whole place laughs. And that was all part of the shift show. They were lying. There was a whole stream of people running out of the back door. You know, and I got to wonder, why did they run out the back door? What are they, afraid? Are they afraid of people coming in? Oh, they're rioting in the building. That's not what the video showed. Videos didn't show that. Once people got in the building, they were fairly polite about it. In fact, the QAnon shaman, who's now sitting in jail, they showed videos of that. And we've got those videos of the QAnon shaman and everybody else, and Officer Brian Sicknick. Remember that? They said they murdered him with a fire extinguisher. That didn't happen, because his death officially was listed on the side of his little urn right there as January 7th. No, he died of a stroke. But, of course, the J6 committee and Biden and everybody else said they murdered five Capitol police officers. Not true. So the whole thing was a shift show. And of course, Trump is thanking Tucker and Fox and Kevin McCarthy for allowing all of this stuff to be aired, because it shows, one, it shows that Trump said you will go to the Capitol and you will peacefully protest. Nobody said anything about violence. Trump didn't say it, yet the J6 committee went about the business of trying to keep Trump from running again. They want Trump out of the picture completely, which is why they lied about it and they manufactured evidence. To me, that's the side of treason. If I was Liz Cheney, I'd be kind of concerned with all of that video getting out. She's got herself a little tenure at the University of Virginia. As a professor, if I was Liz, I think I'd be a little careful. Of course, you know, I'm surprised that a lot of these people haven't been jumped already and beaten to a pulp. I'm surprised that hasn't happened yet, given all this new information. I think I'd be looking over my shoulder if I was Liz Cheney, wondering about whether or not somebody was going to come after me, because I'm out in the public now lecturing, doing my liberal think tank lecture at a major university. And, you know, what happens if somebody says, you know what, Liz, you lied to us, and now we're going to exact a little, open up a can of you-know-what. That's one of these sad things. You know, the J6 committee, now that it's been disbanded, they recommended the DOJ should investigate Trump. I didn't see anything indicative of a riot, and they lied about Brian Sicknick, the Capitol Police officer, and they showed videos of the shaman walking past 9 Capitol Police officers who just let him in. Gee, it sure looks like they were rioting. Wow. You see how they promulgate for political purposes and get everybody all riled? See, now that the video footage is out, we can make up our own mind because, as you know, a picture's worth 1,000 words, right? In the meantime, down in DeKalb County, Georgia, DeKalb County, in Georgia, and I'm talking about not the Russian state, but the state where Atlanta is, outside Atlanta. Hotlanta. It was hot yesterday. Atlanta Police Department shared footage of masked agitators, which turned out to be Antifa, throwing incendiary devices and burning up machinery at the construction site for what they call Cop City. It's a training facility. It's a forest site of the planned $90 million training center to train police officers. According to the Georgia Bureau of Investigations, GBI, they've charged 23 individuals, one of which was the Southern Poverty Law Center attorney, Thomas Juergens. He's the staff attorney there. According, following the arrest, Juergens' LinkedIn page was deleted. Yeah, violent protest, right? And Juergens and only one other man, Jack Beeman, hail from the state of Georgia. Everybody else who was arrested was from other parts of the United States, as well as France and Canada. 35 violent agitators were nabbed, and they've been charged with domestic terrorism. You see, yesterday I mentioned on the show that, you know, what should have happened was, and I saw the videos just like you did if you were watching TV, I saw the videos of them launching fireworks and throwing Molotov cocktails and burning up machinery. That's damage to property. It has been suggested that all these people be held in jail until they figure out a way to reimburse the state of Georgia for all the equipment they destroyed. Me, on the other hand, when they started shooting projectiles at cops, I would consider it an act of self-defense. If the cops just would have opened fire on them and taken them all out, they would save the taxpayers a whole lot of money in jail space and prosecution fees, and it would send a message to the rest of all the Antifa. You come into our state and you commit an act of terrorism, and you don't stop when we tell you to stop, we're going to shoot you. Now, is that extreme? I don't know. I got something extreme for you. Are you ready for this? Imagine having a law actually on the books that could make it illegal for a parent to repeatedly text a child and tell them, hey, you need to mow the lawn. You haven't mowed the lawn yet. Now imagine there being a law on the books where if the kid turns you in because you're harassing him on his cell phone and you're a parent, that you could get up to 6 months in jail and a $2,000 fine for the first offense and a 1 year in jail and a $4,000 fine for subsequent offenses. That law actually exists in Texas. And the Supreme Court has given a free pass, so that law is still on the books. Yeah, the Rutherford Institute, by the way, brought this to our attention. They filed an amicus brief, which we're including as a PDF in your email blast. The Rutherford Institute previously challenged the statute when it came to the defense of a man who was charged for emailing a sheriff's office to criticize their alleged inattention to his request for help. And they came and got him. And then in another case, a teenager ratted out his parents because they pestered him about, you know, mowing the lawn. He didn't do it. Well, here's the thing. If they don't have a cell phone, they can't use it to call 911 and report you for violating Texas Penal Code Section 42.07, subparagraph A, Section 7. A person is guilty of a criminal offense simply for sending multiple electronic communications with an intent and in a manner likely to, quote, harass, annoy, alarm, abuse, torment, embarrass, or offend another. Yeah. Violation is punishable by up to 180 days in jail and a $2,000 fine for first offense. Imagine that. And you talk about, see, here's the thing. I mentioned on the show before, folks, left-wing extremists want control. Right-wing extremists want control. Then you got the moderates in the middle that are thinking about this going, huh, you really think that we should do something like this? This is a war against the American people. We had kids. We raised these kids. We tried to teach them the way they should go so when they get older, they won't turn away from it. That's biblical, okay? That's scripture. But then they turn around and use their cell phone and go, my parents are harassing me. You want to see all the texts they sent me about mowing the lawn? I forgot to make my bed. My room is a pigsty, and my mom told me to clean it up, and I don't like it. It's annoying and harassing, and all of a sudden the cops show up at your door and arrest you because you texted your kid to remind them, hey, you didn't clean up your room. It has been suggested, one, take away their cell phone as punishment so they can't do it again. Because most of these kids, as you know, these little punk asses, they're on a family plan. Make them get their own cell phone. Take away the family plan. Cancel the bloody family plan and get your own cell phone, parent. Forget about your child. Cut them out. And by the way, you know that college fund? You tell him, you call the cops on me for reminding you to mow the lawn and clean your room. Your college fund is gone. I'm going to put it in my fund, in my bank account, and I'm going to spend it on me. I'm going to spend it on attorney's fees defending me from your arrogant asset little stunt you pulled calling the cops. Now, do you think it's unconstitutional? I'll give you the next half hour to call me, 844-769-2944, and tell me what you think about that. I got another little article, too, in case you missed it. Oh, by the way, the Texit bill got filed yesterday. Representative Brian Slayton has filed it. And so we've listed some stuff on here if you're in Texas and various places on how to contact your legislature. There's links on the email blast on how to do that. Here's something interesting that all you pro-DeSantis people out there, if you have a blog, there's a new bill in Florida that's getting ready to be looked at. It would require bloggers writing about Ron DeSantis to register with the state or be fined. You have to register as a lobbyist, according to Senate Bill 1316. Mandates bloggers have to register within 5 days of their first post. Hadn't been put to a vote yet. It's unclear if Ron DeSantis actually supports the bill. Somebody's looking out for him on the back end, right? Wow, this is a Florida senator that has filed this bill. And, of course, Business Insider picked it up, and it's like, wow, that's like unconstitutional. There, see how the extreme is trying to control freedom of speech? Remember, when they kill freedom of speech, that's when the real killing starts. We will be back with more news in your phone calls after these messages here on the bottom of the hour break on the Power Hour. Dave Krieger, stay with us.
For the past 20 years, the Power Mall has been a trailblazer leading the way in providing our customers with only the best health, wellness, and readiness products. We have worked hand in hand, helping to grow many small businesses, and we continue to provide exceptional customer service, educating our customers so they can make informed purchases. You can shop with confidence, knowing that we have personally vetted every product that we offer. Your health and well-being means so much to us. We have championed voting with your dollars. And when you shop with the Power Mall, you are helping to keep ever so important and often censored health information in the forefront. Buy from the good guys. Shop thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Or call 877-817-9829.
Break the bond to Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
Just recently, we both started on the lithium balance. I want to keep my memory. My two in-laws are dealing with, the Alzheimer's. They're in their 90s, and I see it. I don't want to be like that. And I've heard you talk about lithium to, you know, improve our memory and keep us up there.
Call 877-817-9829. That number again is 877-817-9829. Buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Listen, one of the things that was not mentioned was the Oregadent. That's for when you brush your teeth. You just take it and put your toothpaste on your toothbrush and just take a couple drops of Oregadent and put that on your toothbrush and brush your teeth. And I'm telling you, that stuff, once I brush my teeth, I don't want to eat anything for a while. Anyway, it's wonderful. So I use it a couple times a day, and your teeth really do feel so fresh. It's going to help a lot the next time I go to the dentist. So I really appreciate you giving me the heads up about that one.
Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Hi, this is Jay at the Power Mall. I thought I would discuss an item that's very valuable to my personal health and well-being. That product is called Curcumin X4000. Its potent antioxidant properties have been shown to decrease swelling and allow us to enjoy our golden years. Take control over your health today, guys. Order Curcumin by calling 877-817-9829 or order at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
And it's 32 minutes after the hour of 7 a.m. Central Time, and it's Tuesday, March 7th, 2023. Dave Krieger with you. Thanks for joining us. Phone lines are open, by the way. If you have a reaction to that story I just told you about the idea of the state taking control of your children and basically exacting legislation and passing bills and laws that limit and impede your right to criticize your child and to remind them electronically they forgot to clean their room. And the child finds it annoying, and so basically they call the kid up. Now, what would happen? How would that kid feel if the parent was arrested and put in a, because usually they put him in a holding tank, and something happens in that holding tank and the parent gets injured or killed? How would the kid feel then? Oh, it's no big deal. Mommy and daddy not here anymore. Yeah. Really? Oh, see, the state? Boy, when they want to take control of your kid, All they got to do is pass laws like this. See, that I get disgusted when I see stuff like this. And you're welcome to comment if you want. 844-769-2944. Do you think it's extremist on the language thing? Yeah, we'll see if that bill in Florida gets passed. I'm so tempted to start blogging about DeSantis on my Clouded Titles blog website. Some sad news today for those of you rockers out there. Guitarist Gary Rossington, the legendary guitarist and last surviving founding member of Lynyrd Skynyrd, has passed away at the age of 71. That happened, I guess, on Sunday. We're just hearing about it now. He, as a matter of fact, has escaped death twice, once in the plane crash that killed three of the band members and once in a head-on collision when he came in contact with a tree with his truck, which forced him to write that song, That Smell. Yeah, I don't know if you remember that or not, but anyway, such is life. New Yorkers, by the way, are being charged millions every day to house, feed, and care for newly arrived border crossers that are bused from Texas. That's right. Since the spring of last year, Greg Abbott and other governors have bused nearly 50,000 migrants to New York City. Well, they said they were sanctuary jurisdiction, so everybody in the state of New York is being charged $5 million a day to house, feed, and care for them. Wonderful news, isn't it? And did you know, see, I'm kind of going to the back end of the email blast here, the stuff that you're going to get. We have a World War II veteran out there celebrating his 100th birthday in Ohio on Thursday. Ned Ammons of Genoa served in the U.S. Army during World War II, turned 100 on Thursday last. And, of course, he's also celebrating his 79th wedding anniversary this month, so happy birthday and happy anniversary to you, Ned. We appreciate that. Great Pyrenees, by the way. The Pyrenean Mountain Dog, Great Pyrenees. You ever seen them? They're beautiful white dogs. That's what they call them in the U.S. here. It's widely believed that the Pyrenees descended from mostly white-colored Asian flock guardians brought to Europe between 1800 and 1000 B.C. Mostly white-colored Asian flock guardians. What you talking about, Willis? Yeah, cancel culture on white dogs. Yeah, right. No, the breed actually comes from the French side of the Pyrenees Mountains, closely related to the Pyrenean Mastiff. King Louis the 14th made them the royal dog of France during his reign. They fall in the category of livestock guardians with others such as the Anatolian Shepherd, the Maremma Sheepdog, and the Kuvaz, to name a few. Of course, we have an article on that under our pet news. There is a whistleblower case about Pfizer going down in the state of Texas. In Beaumont, attorneys for a whistleblower alleging violations occurred during the Pfizer-BioNTech COVID-19 vaccine clinical trials. They basically are waiting for a judge to decide whether the case should advance to the discovery phase. This whistleblower worked for Ventavia Research. They were one of the groups that conducted the clinical trials. Brooke Jackson, the whistleblower, basically reported, ratted them out, saying that the data was fudged, that they lied about it. They kept studies from the FDA when they got approval for emergency use authorization for the Pfizer vaccine. So we're going to find out that the jab, that is, we're going to find out whether or not that sticks. The judge said he didn't want to rule in open court, so I guess he's going to do what most judges do, the little chicken caca way of doing things, and that's issue a ruling. So he didn't have to sit there and face the music and have people groan.
For the past 20 years, the Power Mall has been a trailblazer, leading the way in providing our customers with only the best health, wellness, and readiness products. We have worked hand in hand, helping to grow many small businesses, and we continue to provide exceptional customer service. educating our customers so they can make informed purchases. You can shop with confidence, knowing that we have personally vetted every product that we offer. Your health and well-being means so much to us. We have championed voting with your dollars. And when you shop with the Power Mall, you are helping to keep ever so important and often censored health information in the forefront. Buy from the good guys. Shop thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Or call 877-817-9829.
Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour. There's something really fun and exciting about discovering products that make life more pleasant and enjoyable. Well, Miracle 2 soaps definitely fit that description. The shelves at the supermarket are packed with soaps and cleansers that are full of chemicals that slowly destroy our health and the environment. Miracle 2 products are all natural, like the green soap that can replace your bath, laundry, household soaps, and cleaning products. And please try Miracle 2 skin lotion. It's quickly absorbed and not greasy like all those other mass-produced lotions. Miracle 2 moisturizer is full of fabulous oils and emollients that leave the skin healthy and baby soft. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. Just call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829, or visit thepowermall.com. You'll learn why so many people say it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
Boost your immune system naturally this year with oil of oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that oil of oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829.
My husband is a welder by trade, but he grinds his welding products, and he doesn't wear a helmet or a mask to do that. And he had this cruddy stuff in his lungs, and it just wasn't going away. And I heard you one time talking about the Sera enzyme for the lungs, and my goodness, I mean, he can breathe so much easier, and I don't hear that crud in his lungs. Thank you so very much.
To find out more about this product or others like it, go to our website at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Call 877-817-9829. That number again is 877-817-9829. Jay's standing by to take your call. Now more than ever, we need your support. Buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
And it's 42 minutes after the hour, 7 a.m. Central Time. And this is Dave Krieger. Again, we had some technical difficulties on this, and all of a sudden, everything just kind of went dead in the water. Makes you wonder what's going on. Yeah, the surveillance state, you know, on civil liberties. Yeah, we told you about the DHS domestic intelligence program and the deep state spy powers under a microscope in Congress. Yep, the expiring surveillance program known as the crown jewel for American intelligence agencies is creating the opportunity for civil liberties advocates and deep state skeptical Republicans to push for reform. Yeah, how about we just get rid of all of that? Do we really need it? You'll find out. Based on what all these rhinos do if they all of a sudden start supporting Democrats and reinstituting it. Of course, the right-wing Republican agenda could mean, you know, because I told you earlier in the show about the extremist. You got left-wing extremist and right-wing extremist. Both of them want control, absolute control. That's a problem. So we have been going through a lot of the back-end news that we normally talk about. There is a recall warning from the FDA. There's some Pharmedica USA LLC is voluntarily recalling two lots of its purely soothing 15% MSM drops due to a non-sterility problem, according to a warning notice posted by the FDA. MSM, you know what that is? Methyl sulfonyl methane, found in a number of supplements and is touted as a treatment for a range of health issues. And now they're recalling it because the contamination could result in blindness. Not a good thing. So we gotta make sure that warning gets out here this morning. Meta is expected to, as soon as this week, to begin a second round of job cuts in 4 months. That's Facebook. Facebook, Instagram, WhatsApp, they're the parent company. They're going to be laying off more people. In November, they cut 11,000 people, or 13% of its workforce. And now, more staff reductions are anticipated. Walgreens, by the way, is not going to distribute the abortion pill in 20 states. They said last week that they're not going to distribute medication in 20 states, bowing to pressure from anti-abortion lawmakers and lawsuits targeting the legality of abortion medication. Mifepristone is what they call it. It will not dispense the first of two drugs in that process. So there you have it. That's Walmart. Biden's EO 14067, promoting the central bank digital currency, is now 1 year old. Now, I want everybody to understand, since we do talk about the Constitution on this show, Article 1, Section 8, Clause 5 of the U.S. Constitution states, the Congress shall have power to coin money, regulate the value thereof, and a foreign coin, and fix the standard of weights and measures, unquote. Biden's executive order usurps congressional responsibility over currency, and not one peep out of Congress. Well, I guess we all know what we have to do. We got to get on the phone and call our congressperson up and say, what in hell is going on in your office? Why aren't you paying attention to this? How can you let him get away with executive order 14067? It's a 10-page executive order, which sounds rather innocuous, as Joe Biden is anyway, until you get to the definition section where digital assets is defined as, quote, including centralized and decentralized finance platforms or through peer-to-peer technologies, unquote. Centralized means the transaction data is transmitted to a central database for storage and analysis. That means control. Under the new currency, any transfer of funds to family, friends, charities, clients will be able to be tracked by the nation's central bank issuing the virtual money. Big Brother will be in your wallet every hour of every day. You won't be able to buy a stick of gum without the Fed knowing about it. See, this is a problem. The right to privacy issue, folks, Fourth Amendment. But even bigger, because it's unconstitutional. It violates Article 1, Section 8, Clause 5. I guess somebody's going to have to file another lawsuit to make it go away. This gets posted in the Federal Register, man. Yeah, it's there. And nobody, and of course, like I said, continued things makes you wonder why all of a sudden we're having technical difficulties, huh? Yeah, they don't like it when the truth gets told out there, huh? Is it they or is it them? You know, I don't know. Go ask Mel Gibson. You know, remember that movie, Conspiracy Theory? Go ask, is it they or is it them? No, it's got to be they. The Kentucky House of Representatives, by the way, has passed a bill that would prohibit healthcare professionals from using medical interventions like puberty blockers or sex change operations on minors who identify as transgender. House Bill 470, that's what it is. It would require an investigation of any reported provision of gender transition services to a person under the age of 18, and would require revocation of the provider's license if confirmed, and termination of public funding for a public employee. That's just one of the many things in this House bill. They're joining Mississippi in this. Notice it's always the southern states that do that. House Speaker Kevin McCarthy, by the way, is going to meet Taiwan's premier in California instead of flying to Taiwan in order to avoid pissing off the red Chinese. Thought you might want to know, in case you didn't. New York Police Department now wants businesses to require customers to remove masks before entering their businesses in light of the high number of thefts and robberies across the city. Yeah. See, if you wear a mask, then they can't tell who you are. Gee, I was wondering when they're going to get to that side of the equation. Yeah, they all want to stop crime, yet people can come in there with a mask. Well, who is the guy? I don't know. I can't identify him. He had a mask on. It wasn't a full mask, you know, like normal bank robbers wear when they completely cover everything but their eyes and their mouth, and they come into a bank. No, this is only covering their mouth and their nose because of the fact that, you know, but it serves its purpose, doesn't it? You can go in and stand there in front of the camera and steal stuff. Yep. And get away with it. And so now they want the mask to come off. Makes sense, doesn't it? President Biden, is that what you call him? Mental acuity, office furniture. He's enlisting potential rivals to help him with his projected 2024 presidential run. Yeah, the DNC is expected to serve as headquarters for his team, which is going to reportedly be introduced sometime in March. Here's who they're saying, according to the Washington Post, are among the 20 who have joined the effort. Governors Wes Moore, Bill Murphy, Gavin Newsom, J.B. Pritzker, Josh Shapiro, and Gretchen Whitmer. Five governors from all Democrats. From Maryland, New Jersey, California, Illinois, and Pennsylvania, and Michigan. Yep. They're going to help Biden try to get him reelected. So we can have four more years of this hell. The IRS, of course, is now warning taxpayers out there to be on guard for a new scam that promises huge refunds if they misuse wage information or claim false credits on tax returns. Several variations of the scheme will involve facing criminal liability if you use them. They all involve misusing wage information on Form W-2 wage and tax statement in hopes of getting a massive refund, sometimes as much as five figures. Scammers have been pushing the new scheme on social media, encouraging taxpayers to use tax software to manually fill out Form W-2 and then instruct them to include false income information with a promise of getting a refund, according to the IRS alert. This sounds very similar to the 1099 OID scam that a lot of people were using to get hundreds of thousands of dollars, in fact, six-figure incomes, and a lot of them, of course, went to jail. The Arizona Supreme Court has agreed to expedite a hearing for Republican Arizona candidate Carrie Lake's election lawsuit after two lower state courts rejected it. Good news for your Lake supporters down there. And if you've been looking at pictures of San Bernardino and other parts of California that got heavy snow, they're freaking out. They don't get stuff like this. Yep. Place looks like a war zone. And where did Gavin Newsom go? Baja California to get away from it all. Yeah, let's take a little vacation. Here comes that geoengineered stuff. Yeah, the snow in some parts of San Bernardino County has accumulated up to about 9 feet. On those streets, people can't walk anymore. Well, why would you even want to do that? Here's something interesting for those of you who are worried about taxes, property taxes. We're including an institute brief called Tyler versus Hennepin County, Minnesota. And why is that? Gerald,
difficulties, please stand by.
No, it's not the dating game. I was talking about Geraldine Tyler, age 94. She owed Hennepin County, Minnesota, $2,300 in unpaid property taxes on her Minnesota condo. She eventually accrued another $12,700 in fees. And instead of, asking for help, her local government then seized her condo and sold it to pay the taxes and fees. Condo sold for $40,000. Tyler owed the county $15,000, but the county kept the $25,000. They didn't give it back. That's surplus. Instead, the county pocketed it, all that excess equity. Tyler sued the county to get the $25,000 back, but she lost in the Court of Appeals for the Eighth Circuit. which held that a Minnesota tax statute abrogated Tyler's property right in her home equity. Effectively, the court held the county had not taken any of Tyler's property at all, because once it seized her condo, the statute defined the home equity as no longer her property. Now the Supreme Court has taken Tyler's case. Cato Institute filed an amicus brief in that event. Just so you know, this could happen to you. Pay attention. We're going to be back after the top of the hour break. Hopefully we'll get things worked out here with the technical issues. But in the meantime, Ken Heckenlively will be joining us, we hope. Stay with us.
Hi, this is Jay at the Paramall here to tell you about a North American urban spice product called Chaga Max. This product is considered SOD, or superoxide dismutase. This is an enzyme found in all living cells. SOD helps break down potentially harmful oxygen molecules in cells. Chaga Max is fortified with the powers of wild oregano and wild birch bark. Get your Chaga Max by calling 877-817-9829 or go to thepowermall.com. Are you tired of trying to figure out how to get all your fruits and vegetables into your busy lifestyle? OptiVita Complete Essentials provides you with 22 whole food vitamins and minerals, 29 fruits and vegetables, probiotics, antioxidants, and botanicals for ultimate health and nutrition. 30 individual packs, now less than $3 per day. Get your OptiVita Complete Essentials by calling 877-817-9829. Or order online at thepowermall.com.
I don't know where to start. There's so many products you guys offer. I think one of the first things I ever ordered from you guys was your clay. The clay is miraculous. I could not do without that. And the charcoal, you know, you can get yourself in a bathtub to kind of help take the toxins out. So just those two alone, but I could go on to the OptiVita Silver Lozenges. Of course, then the Oregaresp and the P73, the oil of oregano, and your Vitamir toothpaste. Again, I could go on and on and on.
Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
My husband is a welder by trade, but he grinds his welding products. And he doesn't wear a helmet or a mask to do that. And he had this cruddy stuff in his lungs, and it just wasn't going away. And I heard you one time talking about the Sera enzyme for the lungs. And my goodness, I mean, he can breathe so much easier, and I don't hear that crud in his lungs. Thank you so very much.
To find out more about this product or others like it, go to our website at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Call 877-817-9829. That number again is 877-817-9829. Jay's standing by to take your call. Now more than ever, we need your support. Buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Boost your immune system naturally this year with oil of oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that oil of oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829.